A flash of light beams over a planet's horizon before pulling back quickly into the vast galaxy, revealing a constellation in the form of a lion rampart. A bright sun shines through misty white clouds that then dissipate. The outer edges of the image fade to black, leaving concentrated rays of sunlight against a blue sky in the center, Lionsgate. Shafts of light shine out from behind three diagonal circles. One of the circles is outlined in red and the other two are outlined in blue. Letters appear inside the circles in matching colours. Release supported by BFI, awarding funds from the National Lottery. Film forever. White lettering comes to rest in front of a large red globe. A wavy white line underlines IM Global, a Reliance Entertainment company. On a black background, a white animated shoebox has a reel of film running through it, which shows a winged creature biting off a rabbit's ear and then its head, a Shoebox Films production. IM Global presents. Night in a city. Lit up windows of office buildings surround a floodlit abandoned building site. Steel girders of different sizes lie side by side on the ground. A red scaffolding tower is erected in the center. A film by Stephen Knight. A concrete lift shaft has a number 1 painted on it in blue. A person in rigger boots treads down a metal ramp. A cement mixer rotates slowly. Outside the building site, men in high-vis vests and hard hats trudge past a workman who heads towards a silver BMW 4x4. He delves into his pocket and pulls out his car keys as he approaches the car. He presses a button on the key fob and opens the car door. The cement mixer continues revolving. Still standing on the road, he kicks off one of his rigger boots and presses down on the heel of his other boot with a socked foot. He places his soiled boots into a large blue plastic bag and leans into the car, placing the bag on the back seat. He gets into the car and shuts the door. The dials on the dashboard light up as he sticks the key in the ignition. A screen in the center of the dashboard lights up with the words, "Please wait," connecting to Bluetooth. He pulls a seatbelt across his body and slots it into the buckle. He drives off. A set of traffic lights at a crossing turn from amber to red as the man's car approaches. The blurred red light moves into focus. He slows to a halt and flips down the left indicator. A green arrow flashes beside the speedometer. The man bends down and rubs his rugged face and then looks out at the road ahead. He peers into his rearview mirror as headlights beam in behind him. The traffic lights change to amber, then green. His indicators flash, but he doesn't drive on. The man has dozed off. His eyes flicker back into consciousness and he looks in his rearview mirror at the vehicle behind him. He switches his indicator from left to right and then drives in that direction. Streetlights and lit-up windows pepper the darkened cityscape. The screen on the man's dashboard shows a sat nav. Cars drive over an elevated intersection onto a motorway.
Hi, this is Beth and I can't get the phone right now. Please leave a message.
It's Ivan. I got your message. I'm on my way and I'll get there. I'm in the car now and it'll be about an hour and a half unless there's traffic. Now, if the nurses or anybody wants to talk to me, I'm only on this number. Or if the doctors or anybody at all they need to talk to me, I'll be on this number. It'll be okay. I will get there. And the traffic should be okay.
Lock. The dashboard screen shows the name Bastard with a phone number underneath. Below the number it says dialing.
Hello, can I speak to Gareth, please?
He's not back yet. Can I ask who's calling?
Ivan Locke.
Can I say what it's regarding?
Yes, concrete. Can you tell him that it's urgent? Can you tell him to call me back?
Yeah. Does he have your number?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Ivan Locke.
Something about concrete?
That's right, yes. Can you,
Will he know what?
No. No, he won't. Something has come up and I need to tell people it's urgent.
Sorry, what?
I said it's urgent. Very urgent, thank you.
Ivan indicates to move into the next lane. The headlights on his car illuminate the lightly falling rain. Out-of-focus headlights dot the road ahead. Ivan scrolls down the contacts on his dashboard screen. He stops on home and selects. He drives under a blue motorway sign which reads M6 London, M1, M42 and M40. Ivan pops something into his mouth and chews.
Hello?
Eddie, it's your dad. Is your mother there?
No, she's not back from the shops yet. She's getting that German beer that you like for the match.
Okay, listen, I won't be back for that.
What?
Something's come up. I can't get out of it.
I'm wearing the shirt. Mum's getting sausages. Oh, yeah, and guess what? She's wearing the shirt as well. Oh, Dad, it's so embarrassing. Yeah, what did you say about coming home?
I won't be back for the match. I'll have to listen to it on the radio.
Dad, you said you'd be back. It's rubbish on the radio. Mum's doing sausages and all.
Is your brother there?
Yeah, do you want a word?
No, just tell your mother to call me when she gets back. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I love you.
What?
It's okay. Do you know what? Just get her to call me when she gets back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure, all right.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Ivan's brow furrows and he absent-mindedly strokes his beard. The dashboard screen reads Donald calling. Ivan blows his nose, then presses a button beside the gear stick.
Ivan Locke.
I just got your message. It's a joke, is it?
Look, I know it's a shock, but it will be okay.
Ivan glances at the screen and licks his lips.
Okay.
Yes, I will go through everything with you, and it'll be okay.
You know where I am, Ivan? I'm at the service station. I'm turning the fucking van around. I put the other lads on the hard shoulder. I was halfway home.
Yeah.
What the fuck's happened?
It's a family thing.
Right. Is it a bereavement?
I don't have a choice.
Is it one of the kids?
Donald. Look, I just need you to just fix this up and be all right, okay? And solid, which you are. Which you are, okay? Just from when the sun comes up tomorrow morning until when it's all been pumped. I need you to hold it together for me, okay? You won't be alone. I can be on the phone. And I will talk to you every 5 minutes until the pump is finished.
Talk to me, what, on the phone?
On the phone.
What? Have you gone mad?
No, I don't think so.
Ivan, at 5:45 tomorrow morning, we have 350 metric tons of wet concrete being delivered to the site. We've got 200 trucks from all over the fucking country descending on us at 5:45.
355 metric tons and 218 trucks.
Okay, this is a joke, is it?
I have no choice.
Ivan, look. I hate myself even hearing myself even saying this, but if someone has died, like your mother or...
No one is dead,
go
Donald.
Where you have to go,
okay?
Tomorrow.
Listen,
tomorrow.
I need you to just do this, okay? I need you to be there with enough stuff and the right heads when the sun comes up. That's it.
Oh, holy fucking Mary. I can't. I'm a fucking concrete farmer. You've never seen me read it and written down on paper.
You're
I can't.
Okay. Listen, you're okay. You know how to run a pump, don't you? You know how to run trucks back to back. And turn trucks back, and you know how to test for
stumps. I've never even shoveled on a pump this big.
Well, it's the same. It's just there's more of it. You just do the same, but for longer. You check it, slump it, send it back if it's piss, and pump it if it's right. That's it.
Ivan pinches his nose and rubs his beard.
Well, what's Garrett say about this?
Well, I haven't spoken to him yet.
Oh, well, he'll go fucking sideways and around the houses. Like
I know.
Arse is on fire.
I know.
Ivan, you're going to get the sack.
I know, Donald.
Jesus, you're the best foreman I've ever fucking worked with. The best site manager. What the hell is it? That's going to make you're going to risk. You're going to risk the sack.
Look, I need you to do this for me, Donald, right? So start rounding up some cowboys, then call me back. I'll be on the road.
The display on the dashboard screen reads Bethan calling. Ivan's hands grip the steering wheel. A gold wedding band encircles his finger. He moves his head from side to side and turns up his sleeve.
Ivan Locke?
Ivan?
Where are you?
I just got admitted. I'm in the labour ward. It's called Bailey Ward.
Did they say how long?
5 centimetres.
What does that mean?
Dilated.
I know what that means, but how long?
They just
They just left me. I'm on my own.
Is there a bell?
A what?
I don't know. A buzzer or something to get a nurse.
They just put their head around. They said it could be hours.
Okay, now, are you okay?
I need the loo.
Well, tell them. Tell them.
There's no one here.
Well, is there a bell?
They don't have bells. What do you mean?
When they put their head around the door, you tell them that you need the lavatory.
It's like a pain I've never had, right inside all the way up to my chest.
Have you talked to anyone about the pain?
No, what do you mean? Ivan, what do you mean?
I'm saying, have you talked to anybody about stopping the pain? Have you decided?
Well, they said, let's see.
Well, just have whatever that is, seriously.
What?
I don't know, for the pain, because it's fucking... Jesus, it's...
It's cold and all the windows are open.
Well, tell them to close the windows. And the traffic is okay. Go to the lavatory. I'll be there.
The gauge on the speedometer is at 80.
Have you even told your wife that someone's having your baby?
I'm about to do that. I have a list of things that I have to do tonight when I'm driving.
So am I on a list?
Yes, tonight, yes.
He nods emphatically.
Do you love me?
That's a question you're asking, probably because of the pain or something. How could I love you?
Ivan looks over at the display, home calling. He leans his head back and closes his eyes. He glances out of his side window, then presses a button on the steering wheel.
Hi, love.
Hello, Katrina.
Hi, love. Look, I got you six of the German lagers, and I got sausages. I thought we could have hot dogs again. Oh, and guess what? I am finally wearing the shirt.
Ivan touches his forehead.
Ivan?
Did Eddie not give you the message?
What message?
I'm not coming home.
What? What do you mean? It's the match. I'm wearing the shirt.
Which phone are you on?
What do you mean?
I can hear the TV. Can you take this call upstairs, on the phone upstairs?
Upstairs? Why?
I have something to say.
Well, can't it wait until you get home?
I won't be home.
What's happened?
Will you get to the phone upstairs?
What's happened?
Just go to the phone in the bedroom and I'll tell you what's happened.
Okay. Sean, would I shout? Put the phone down, please.
Hey, Dad, are you coming back?
Eddie, yeah, I'm talking to your mother.
He hasn't put any wingers on and he's put Coolwell back on again.
Formation is...
Eddie, will you put the phone down, please?
Dad, I can't believe the team's
Eddie,
picked.
Please,
it's really...
please, can you put the phone down, please?
Eddie... So go on, tell me, what is it?
Ivan wipes his nose with a tissue.
Last year, this job, you know, the job in Croydon, do you remember I was up and down there for 3 months, remember?
Yes.
He closes his eyes and puts his head in his hand.
I stayed in the guest house, the one that had had bad damp, I said, remember?
Yeah.
They gave me an assistant. She worked with me on the block construction.
She
was a secretary. She's quite old. We worked together. She's quite old and she lives on her own. She's 43 or something. She's a...
Why are you telling me about some woman?
This is the only time I ever did this, Katrina. The only time. Look, after the block was settled in, there were some drinks to celebrate. And the block going in is a big thing because it's at the base of the whole building, and she came back to the guest house. She isn't what you would call an oil painting, but it was wet and cold, and she talked about being lonely, and I talked about being happy, but I'm lonely sometimes, you know, when I was away, and there was this wine, and this was the only time I did this in all our 15 years. Now, tonight, she's giving birth. Tonight, she's giving birth, and it's mine.
The display returns to the sat-nav picture. The motorway lamps are reflected on the window. Ivan shakes his head. His eyes glisten with tears. He holds his hand to his forehead. Ivan's brow furrows and he bites his lip. His high-vis vest has been removed and he wears a dark cable-knit jumper over a windowpane check shirt. On the windscreen, a Taxidus sits in a Help for Heroes display pouch. A Support Our Lifeboat sticker is stuck above it. He drives past a floodlit football pitch. Ivan rests an elbow on the door and taps a finger on the car ceiling. Bastard calling. Ivan grips the steering wheel with both hands and taps his finger.
Ivan Locke?
Yeah, it's Gareth, Ivan. I just spoke to Donal. This had better be more than good.
Hello, Gareth.
Speak to me only about tomorrow morning, Ivan.
Right, well, I won't be on site for the pump tomorrow.
Oh, sweet monkey. Jesus, this is not happening.
The truth is, tonight, I'm going to become a father. And she's in London, so I have to be there.
Okay, okay. Jesus. I'm just going to read you something, Ivan. Are you listening?
Yes.
Good luck tomorrow with the pour. We just had it confirmed by CGO that this will be the biggest single concrete pour ever made in Europe outside of nuclear military projects. I know the day is in the safest of hands. Best wishes, Mitchell. That is Mitchell Dean, himself. The president of the whole fucking company. Did you hear that, Ivan? From Chicago, USA.
Ivan swigs from a medicine bottle.
Yes.
You're gonna have to speak up, Ivan. I can't hear you.
Yes, I heard.
And so you're the man in charge of the entire operation, but with 10 hours to go, you've decided you ain't gonna be there.
Well, Donald will handle it, and he's a good man.
Don't you fucking dare say that to me! Don't you fucking dare give qualitative appraisals on my stuff and say good man like it's going off to buy a fucking ice cream! Jesus, this is fucking concrete like shit, Ivan. Like piss. When it comes, you pump it.
Like babies.
Shit, this is a joke to you.
No, no, right now, nothing is a joke anymore.
And so, it's not your wife giving birth?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
It's someone else.
Ivan! You're the last person on Earth.
Yes, I know I am the last person on Earth, but it happened.
And this woman, she can't give birth on her own.
I have made a decision. There is nobody else who could be with her, okay? She has no friends in London, and is quite a fragile person.
Fragile? You're going to abandon the biggest fucking concrete pour in Europe to hold someone's fucking hand because she's fragile?
And because the baby was caused by me. That is my decision I have made. I have not behaved in the right way with this woman at all. I have behaved in a way that isn't like me. But now I am going to do the right thing.
What, Chicago can go to fucking hell?
It is a decision that I have made. I'm not going to turn back.
Do you know how many millions of pounds are riding on tomorrow? If any one of those pumps fucks up, Ivan, we are facing 10 million pounds worth of losses in 15 minutes. So if we get that 15 minutes for the whole morning, a total shutdown, $100 million.
Ivan holds his brow.
Are you still there, Ivan?
Yes, yes. Look, I have no explanation. Apart from the one that I've given you. But Gareth, listen. I have made a pledge to myself that I will not allow the poor to fuck up.
Oh, this is a joke. Are you wearing a fucking red nose? This is a fucking joke, Ivan. I'm gonna call Chicago, right? If it weren't for the fact that you've been so solid for us for so many years, I'd fire you down the phone.
Ivan's eyes move to the rearview mirror. He looks at the empty back seat.
Ivan, have you lost your fucking mind?
I have made my decision.
Ivan hangs up. He scratches his brow, closes his eyes, and shakes his head. He glances back in the rearview mirror at the unoccupied back seat, which is upholstered in cream leather.
What the fuck are you looking at? laughing, aren't you? Laughing at my predicament. It's a familiar predicament to a man like you, isn't it, Dad? Hmm? You think there he is, look like father, like son. There's the man I made. What is it they say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Listen to me, you fucking piece of worthless shit. I want you to watch. Do you know, in fact, I would like to take a fucking shovel and dig you up out of the fucking ground and make you watch me tonight. I would pull open your eyes and kick the mud and worms and shit out of your fucking ears just for the duration of this journey. Because it's me driving. Me. Not you. And unlike you, I will drive straight to the place where I should be. And I will be there to take care of my... take care of my fuck-up.
Ivan scratches his arm and glares in the rearview mirror before turning his attention back to the road ahead. He drives in the middle lane. Equally spaced traffic cones occupy the left lane. Donald calling.
Yes, Donald.
Okay, I'm driving back now, so I'm going to be quick. I called Ryan, and I got half a dozen poles off him, and I got some Hungarians from Patrick. Hmm. I've got breakfast tickets for the concrete farmers, and the shutter boys are done, apart from the fucking about with the clips. I've asked Albanian Albi to test the pumps on the Argos side, and he said that they're pissing it out, so...
No, listen, okay, stop. Listen. When you get back on site, you check every pump yourself, individually and with your own hand on the turner. You don't ask right. anybody else to check and sign off. You go around the whole site and you check each one yourself. And you don't trust Albi after five because he drinks, okay?
Okay.
Now, will you talk to me about the mix?
The mix, yeah. The mix, did we say C6?
Oh, don't say that like it's a question.
Okay, yes, okay. Sometimes I say things and it sounds like a question. Not a question.
Well, all the mixes for the pump will be C6. Why do you even ask? It's written on the whiteboard.
I'm not asking.
Fucking giant letters. I put C6 all over the cabin in big red letters. Slump of okay. 1 inch C6. Don't ask me questions like that.
I'm not asking a question. I know you don't like questions. Fucking hell.
Right, what time are you unlocking?
I don't know. I'm going to sleep here tonight.
Good. Except you don't sleep, okay? Check everything. You've got the client sign off.
Yeah, and the client sign off on the gates.
Well, that's what I mean. The gate sign off. Donald, the construction sign off should already be filed.
Yes, it is. It's already filed. It's okay, that's what I mean.
Okay, right. Well, you have the phone numbers at the plants, don't you?
Yeah.
Call them now, Donald. Call every one of those bastards. Get them to repeat the order C6 on the nose, or we send those trucks back. Seriously, those fuckers will fuck you up with the water in the gullies if it rains tomorrow.
Well, it's not gonna rain tomorrow, it's gonna be dry. I've got a direct line to God up in heaven, you know?
Donald, you don't trust God when it comes to concrete. You call the plants, Donald, every one of them, and get them to fax the order back so you can check it.
I will. I'll do that now. Did you speak to Garrett?
Yes, I did, actually. He's calling Chicago. I'm guessing Chicago is going to fire me, and he'll put some fucking kid on it, so...
Oh, no.
Don't take his calls. Just don't take his calls. Don't listen to anybody else.
Why can't I take his calls?
Don't take his calls. Don't listen to anybody else until the morning. This is me and you, okay?
So I'm not gonna answer his calls?
No, just me and you till the morning, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
Fucking hell, okay.
Ivan hangs up and turns a knob next to the gear stick to scroll through his contacts. A red rectangle outlines Bethan's name on the display screen.
I'm afraid I can't get to the phone.
Ivan frowns. Bethan calling.
Did you call?
Are you okay?
Yeah, someone closed the windows.
Well, did you talk to anyone about the pain?
No one's been in.
But is everything all right?
No. It hurts like nothing ever.
Well, I'm on the M6, an hour and a quarter if the traffic stays okay. You must speak to someone about the pain.
Just then I felt like I hate you.
We don't know each other, Bethan. That's the simple truth. This thing just happened.
This thing?
So we can't really love each other or hate each other, can we? This thing just happened. And that's it. And it will go up and down, I suppose, but at least I'm coming, okay?
Do you hate me for going through with it?
I don't know you, so I don't hate you, do I? I mean, I don't know you, so... Look, do what they tell you to do. I have a lot of calls to make. The traffic is fine, so it'll be okay.
Please be quick.
Yes, but there's a speed limit.
Two police cars whiz along the fast lane, blue lights flashing. Bastard calling.
Hello, Gareth.
Yeah, look. Chicago is having a predictable meltdown.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I gave them, I gave them the whole 10-year thing about your 10 years working for Park without a foot wrong.
Nine years. I've been with you nine years. 9 years.
Yeah, the whole thing, Ivan. He said he goes on emotion. He said the stuff about the biggest poor in Europe.
Outside the nuclear and military, I know. I know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ivan. You're fired, is what it is. They said they had no choice. I said, I told them about the 10 years.
9 years.
But they said they had no choice. Yeah, 9, 10, whatever.
So it's okay, it's okay.
I'll never do this on the phone.
It's okay.
Ivan.
It's okay. I will still make sure the board is all right.
No, Ivan, this, it's not a matter for negotiation. They've decided you're fired completely as of right this second.
I know. I heard you, and I don't blame them. Okay, but I'm not trying to keep my job. I just want the poor to go okay tomorrow.
Ivan,
listen to me.
No.
You listen to me. I want the poor to go okay, not because of the money. I wanted to go right for myself and for the building, right, and for the concrete. I won't let it be pumped into the wrong place. Do you understand? Tonight and tomorrow, I will stay on this, and stay on this, and make sure the concrete gets poured right.
Ivan, listen, I told them about the 10 years.
Fuck,
but
your
they
10 years. Listen
it.
To me, Gareth.
Ivan,
the concrete, listen, Gareth, the concrete will come, and I will take care of it, okay? I know I don't have a job anymore, but I will do this anyway as a favor to the building and to the concrete.
Ivan, you sound different.
I am the same.
Why didn't you just say you were sick?
Because I'm not sick. Now make sure the port is okay.
Yeah, but I've already handed it over to another construction director, Ivan. He's going to pick it up from...
Ivan cuts him off. Home calling. Ivan closes his eyes and bites his lip.
Katina?
That didn't happen. I'm not believing it.
Katina, I want to move to a practical next step.
I'm here in the dark, in our bedroom, and... Oh, God, nothing looks the same.
I can't speak very well. I have felt scraped out for months. She phoned and said that she was having a baby and keeping it because it was her last chance to be happy. And then tonight she phoned and said the water's broken. It's 2 months early. I was going to tell you before, but the water's broke early. So I have to do this now in the car. Every night I was going to tell
you. But I can't really breathe.
Katrina, listen, you know what happened with my dad, right? Now that bastard wasn't around for me. He didn't even give me a fucking name.
No, you're confused, Ivan. It's you that's the bastard. It's the baby that's the bastard. For God's sake, Ivan, at least get the word
Katrina,
right.
No, Katrina, listen. No, I will give the baby my name, and it will see my face. And it will know, and it won't spend its life thinking, you know, and thinking that...
I've closed the door, and I'm in the dark, and I'm almost sure this isn't you. Please don't be...
I know, I should have said all this a long time ago. I have behaved not at all like myself.
I have to put the phone down again.
No, Katrina, please don't go.
No, I have to throw up again, please.
Don't.
The sat-nav animation returns, showing he's still on the M6. Donald calling.
Donald.
Okay. Ivan, this isn't a question. This isn't a question, okay? But I just got off the phone with the plant in Stafford and they said that they know that it's a C6 mix, but how far towards C5 can it go? In other words, if one truck has some C5, how bad would that be taken? Are you still there?
Well, what does it say on the whiteboard?
It says C6.
What does it say on every piece of paperwork and on every sign-off sheet?
It says C6.
It says C6. And you know why? Because eventually, when my building is complete, it will be 55 floors high. It will weigh 2,223,000 metric tons. Okay, my building will alter the water table and squeeze granite. It will be visible for 20 miles away. At sunset, it will cast a shadow probably a mile long. Now, if the concrete at the base of my building is not right, if it slips half an inch, cracks appear. Right, if cracks appear, then they will grow and grow, won't they? And the whole thing will collapse.
Ivan, look.
You make one mistake, Don. One little fucking mistake. And the whole world comes crashing down around you. Do you understand? So you tell Stafford. C6.
C6 it is.
Thank you.
Ivan scrolls through his contacts and selects home.
Kat, please, listen.
Hey, Dad. Yeah, what? We're 1-0 down.
Is your mother there?
Yeah, hang on. Mom! Sean, will you go get Mom? Stupid penalty. Are you listening on the radio? Dad?
No. No.
Dad, she's on the toilet, I think.
Eddie.
Yeah?
It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Listen, I'll talk to you when it all settles down. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Ivan's head lolls and he slaps his forehead. He sits back up straight and shakes his head.
Unit.
Is everything okay?
I'm with Bethan Maguire. Is it your partner?
I am the father.
She's quite distressed, and we're wondering if someone was going to be with her for the birth. She says she doesn't have anyone else.
Yes, I'm an hour away, I think, if the traffic's okay. Is she all right?
Well, there's a complication.
What is the complication?
It's a complication with the umbilical cord, and it means there will be a procedure. And it would help if Dad was around. You are Dad.
Yes, I am. I'm driving.
Okay.
I'm doing 90.
Oh, well, please don't drive dangerously or anything.
I won't. I will be there very shortly.
Good. Okay, well, she's with the consultant at the moment. I just wanted to make sure someone was coming.
Yes, well, I will. I'll be there.
Good. So what you need to do is use the emergency entrance and ask for Bailey Ward.
Bailey, okay, I will do.
She's very emotional.
Well, she isn't used to being emotional, I think. I think she's normally a very quiet person.
You are her partner.
I am the father. I don't know her too well, if you want the truth, but I'm coming.
She's very afraid.
I understand that. I'm driving. Yes, Donald.
Right, I've checked all the 12 pumps myself and they're all pissing it out.
Good. You're testing the
C6? Yes, it's the only C6.
And you called all the plants?
Yeah, I called all the plants, and just so you know, they all gave me dog's abuse for checking.
Excellent. And they have the trucks lined up and the mixes in?
Yes, yeah. I've ticked off each response after all the fuck yous and piss offs. And it came to 6,500 cubic meters.
Okay, what about the retardant?
Retardant's on site already, ready to go into the trucks.
Good. Now, do you have a pen?
I have a pencil.
Well, get a pen.
Oh, I have a pen.
Good. Now, in the top right-hand drawer, above the blow heater, you'll find my folder. Get it. It's going to be your Bible tonight.
Okay. Well, I don't see any folder.
Yes, no, it's there. It's there. Okay, it's got everything that you're going to need in there. Right, all the numbers, the sign-offs, the road closures that you have to confirm with the police. Now, it's in the drawer above the blow heater.
Well, the blow heater was taken by the fucking Hungarians. You think they'd be used to the cold, wouldn't you?
Donald, you do know which drawer that I mean, right?
Not here. I've checked all the drawers.
But it... Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, fuck off.
What? Me?
No, not you. I have it here. Shit. All the things you are going to need, and I have it in for fucking here in my car.
Well, Ivan, in all the 10 years I've known you, I've never known you to fuck up like this. What the fuck's going on?
Okay, Donald, will you just give me some time to think? Fuck!
Ivan leans forward, resting his face on his wrist. He peers over the steering wheel. Red brake lights pass across the windscreen in a blur. He glances in his wing mirror. Home calling.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Kat, please, just hear what I want to say.
Of all the things in the world, I never thought of you doing this.
Katrina, don't let the boys hear.
You fucked some
girl. Quietly.
You fucked her, and then me. I looked at my diary and I checked, and I remember when you got home from Croydon that weekend and you had a big, stupid grin on your face.
The block was in, I was happy with it.
Yeah, and I sit in the dark.
It was once.
What? And the difference between once and never is the whole world. The difference between never and once is the difference between good and bad.
I know that.
You don't know.
I know.
No, you don't know anything.
I know.
Yeah, you know, you had a big, stupid grin that night.
It was work. The block was down.
You fucked someone.
It was an odd night. There wasn't really a bad thought in anybody's head.
You had a big fucking grin.
That isn't it.
Like you won something. I remember you smiling and putting your coat on the stairs. I thought you'd won something.
I was trying to be normal. I can't remember. Look, the block was
what,
in.
What, that stuff about the baby? You think she's having a baby?
Yes, she's she's having a baby tonight.
Oh, is she? Oh, forget that. You're a clown. Forget that. You're a stupid clown. You think it's yours? Why would it be yours if she fucks everybody?
She doesn't.
Oh, if she fucks you, she fucks everybody.
She isn't like that. She had given up on having anything.
I can't believe it's me and you, and we're talking about somebody else. There's somebody broke into the house.
I want to talk about a practical next step.
Did you say she's not like that?
You were with her one night and you know her.
You have a call waiting.
She doesn't do that. She hadn't for years. Afterwards, she was sad.
Did you say sad?
Katrina hangs up. Ivan throws his head back on the headrest of his seat.
Yes.
I think we got cut off.
Shit. Okay, yes. I have the file here.
He pulls it onto his lap.
Hang on a second.
He takes a deep breath and prods the glands on his neck.
Okay, I have the file here. I'm going to have to give you some information over the phone. And you're going to have to write it down, okay?
Okay.
Donald, are you drinking something? What are you drinking?
A nice bottle of fizzy pop.
Ivan rolls his eyes and hangs his head.
Okay, I need you to call the duty officer at Belmont Police Station and confirm some road closures for the morning. Okay, do you still have the pen?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. Here are the roads we agreed with the council that need to be closed to traffic for the duration of the pour, which is from 5:25 a.m. to midday.
Yep, got to go.
Crescent Road. Between Arch Green.
Crescent Road between Claremont. Arch Green and Claremont.
Okay, Braintree Road at the south end only.
Braintree Road at the south end only, yeah.
The Vale. up to Parkland's farm road.
Okay, yeah.
But with the stop go operated by us.
Yeah, I got that.
You'll need to quote the license number 750.
750/DV.
Okay?
/DV. Cool, you okay? Got it.
Good. Donald, it is fizzy pop that you're drinking.
It is.
Because if you are on the fucking cider, and I find out, I will cut your legs off with a fucking pavement saw.
Oh, will you? All right. Now, Ivan, listen to me. There's no need for you to talk to me like that, okay? Because I've got 6 calls here that I'm looking at stacked up on this phone from Garrett, and I'm guessing what they are and what he's saying to me on the phone calls. But I agree that I'm not going to take those phone calls from Garrett because I'm fucking shitting my pants here, you know, about tomorrow going pear, and I don't want him to give me some fucking college kid on the phone trying to talk me through this from scratch. So, as far as I'm concerned, until the sun comes up, yours is the only voice that I'm going to listen to. But hear this, don't fucking threaten me!
You have a
okay?
call waiting.
You have no official position now to threaten me from, so don't fucking threaten me!
So it is cider that you're drinking?
One can of cider, yeah! So fucking what?
Eat something.
Do you know what? I'm not actually that hungry at the moment. Okay, now let me get these calls to these fucking coppers and confirm the road closure, and then I'll call you back. Further instructions. Over. Fucking out.
Ivan discards the site folder.
Fuck!
His face trembles with anger as he hammers the steering wheel with his fists, sounding the horn.
Right. Ivan Locke.
They say there's a twist.
A what?
It's around the baby's neck like a noose.
Well, you're in the best place. Honestly, you are. You're in the best place.
Hey, let me use my phone for 1 minute. When will you get here?
About 45 minutes. I'm outside Northampton. The traffic is okay.
It's like waiting for God. Waiting for Godot.
Sorry, you're not a theatre man. I'm not a reader of books, I'm not a talker, a builder. Funny, isn't it?
Oh, it's funny that someone like you, someone so opposite to me, all the things I love, mean absolutely zero to you.
The important thing is to get the baby out.
Well, the news is they're resorting to knives.
Well, by the sound of you, they're giving you gas, are they?
Yeah, they think they might have to cut me open because I'm too old to push.
That's okay. They do that as a routine. It's okay. It's better, in fact.
Oh, in fact. Is that so?
Yes, the traffic is okay.
They're taking blood.
Well, just do what they say.
And someone keeps opening the window.
Tell them you're cold.
Talk around me. I need someone here to speak for me. They said the umbilical cord is like a noose, a lifeline and a noose at the same time. It's funny, isn't it?
Bethan? Oh, Jesus.
Ivan looks back in the rearview mirror.
You think this is all fate, don't you, Dad? Your dirty fucking fingerprints all over me. It was bound to happen because of the little seeds that you planted. Okay, well, let me educate you. Even no matter what the situation is, you can make it good. Like with plaster and brick. You never knew that because you never lifted a finger, you fucking lazy cunt. But you know what? You can take a situation and you can draw a circle around it and find a way to work something out. You don't just drive away from it. Or sit in the corner of some greasy little fucking pub somewhere, like in the fucking happy little maverick. I could come for you with a pick and a shovel, I really could. Dig you up. And it would be a happy day in hell because they would be rid of you for a bit. You know what, I could just drive around the M25 and into Dover or some fucking way and not face it, couldn't I? I could just earn good money, cash in hand, working on the Crossrail. They make 500 a day just shoveling shit. Shoveling shit about like you. I'm going to drive straight to the worst place for me, the worst place on earth for me to be, even though this woman is like, she's like sad and lonely, hardly bothered with life at all. I felt sorry for her, you know. I felt sorry for her. So how can that be the difference between good and bad?
Ivan raises his eyebrows, then rolls his eyes. He scrolls back through the contacts, then scrolls up a couple of names to home.
Is your mother there?
No, she's upstairs on the toilet. She's been in there ages. She's wearing the shirt, but she won't come down. Do you want me to call her?
No, just leave her. It's okay. Go on, you enjoy the game.
2-1, we're winning. Damn, why aren't you going mad?
I am, Eddie. I'm going mad inside, but I'm driving, and I'm,
Ivan hangs up and slumps forward, resting his head on the steering wheel. The animated road on the sat-nav runs in a straight line. Ivan opens the sight file. He shakes his head as he looks out at the road ahead. He looks down and thumbs a post-it note with PC David's phone number written on it.
Come on. Please.
Ivan checks his watch.
Answer the phone, please.
Duty desk.
Hello, PC Davids?
Speaking.
Yes, it's Ivan Locke from the Park Project. I was wondering if anyone had called you about road closures.
Yeah, we had some Irish guys standing in.
Good, yes. I'm just double checking the closures are all confirmed, yes?
1 minute. No, there's there's a problem with the Vale stop and go. There's a problem with the Vale stop and go. The council, they've questioned the license at the last minute.
Shit.
So I was going to call them in the morning.
Was it too late?
I'm sorry?
We have to control the road to get the trucks in and out of the south gate.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Locke. You'll have to take that up with the council.
But it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, the council offices are closed, aren't they?
That's right, but I can't ratify until the council sign off on the stop and go.
Okay, no, I understand. Okay, I understand. You'll get a call. How long are you on duty for?
You have a call waiting.
Well, you've got another 25 minutes.
Jeez. Okay, look, you'll get a call, okay? You'll get a call.
Ivan, we have a problem with the stop and go.
I know, I just heard. I'm dealing with it. In the meantime, I need you to go and check the shuttering and get it signed off.
No, the shuttering boys have all gone home.
Even so, you still have to go and check the rebars, don't you? Go and do it now. Take a shovel and a pressure meter and a torch and get into the holes.
Jesus.
I mean it.
Jesus. Okay, but if this is just to stop me drinking, you can fuck it off.
Listen, I'm hoping your conscience will stop you drinking. The shuttering has to be checked. Go and do it. Go. Sean, it's Dad.
Dad, I can't believe you're not here. It's amazing. 2-1.
I know, Sean. sorry. Sean, I need you to do me a favor. There's,
You have a call waiting.
There's been a cock-up at work, and I need to speak to someone in my blue coat in the kitchen. Yes, there's a notebook. There's a phone number in the notebook of somebody called Cassidy who works for the council clerk at works. I need the number.
Why don't you ask Mum?
Please. Sean, please, just get the number. Text it to me. Cassidy, it's under C. It's very urgent.
Dad, is Mum all right? She hasn't come down. It's half time.
Sean, in the morning, I will talk to you about everything. Okay? Now you just get me the number of Cassidy, please.
Ivan drives under a blue motorway sign which reads Junction 10, 1 mile. Beside it, another reads A1081, Luton.
Hello, can I speak to Ivan Locke?
This is Ivan Locke.
I'm Dr. Halil Gulu. I'm the senior obstetrician at St. Mary's Hospital.
You have a call
We have a
waiting.
Bethan Maguire here who's given us this number as the number of her next of kin. Are you her
What's
next
happening?
Of kin? I'm sorry, are you the next of kin?
I am the father.
Excuse me, hang on.
Ivan holds a tissue in his hand. He scratches the top of his head.
Mr. Locke, I'm sorry. We have a situation here where the baby's umbilical cord is wrapped around the baby's neck.
Yes, I know, yes.
And the baby is very distressed.
And you're going to carry out a caesarean?
Yes, that's right. But Miss Maguire says she wants to wait until you are here.
Ah, well, she's distressed. She's quite an odd person, I think.
Look, if we're going to get her to cooperate, I really need you to speak to her.
Of course you do. Yes, no, absolutely. Go on, put her on.
Thank you very much. Please hold the line.
Nothing.
They want to do it now.
Right. Well, let them do it. I said let them do it. It doesn't matter. You know, if I'm not there for the moment of the birth, because I will still be there in the morning, before morning, in fact, and it will still be the same day.
Where are you?
I'm on the motorway. Luton. Now you let them do it, and don't be silly.
Fuck you!
He smiles and nods.
Ivan, you know I told them it was one night. I told them about the room and feeling so sad after.
Yes.
But the nurse said if he's coming all this way down, he must feel something. If it was just once
and I
get pregnant, it's fate. I told
them
I love you, even if it was just once.
Well, there's no need to say that.
And it'll be
us. Yes.
How far away are you?
Bethan, now a baby is something that cannot be stopped. You have to take all the practical steps to prepare.
You want me to let them cut me open?
Yes, I mean, it is the best thing.
Okay. I'll do it because I love you.
Okay, then.
Can you not say it back even once?
No, I can't. Look, I can't. But I can be there as fast as the traffic will allow.
An alloy wheel spins, bisected by the reflection of a red light. The white lines on the road speed past. Another sign up ahead reads London, Luton and Airport M1.
I just found Sean looking through your pocket. He said you asked him for a phone number.
Yes.
Now? At this moment, you need a phone number?
I know
number?
How it looks, but I need to confirm a stop and go. Tomorrow there's a pour. It is historical. It is the biggest pour.
Can
in
you
Europe.
Hear yourself, Ivan? I'm falling apart at home and you're closing roads.
It's not a closure, it's a stop and go.
The woman is giving birth and you're closing roads. Since you've told me about this woman, you have been getting further and further away from who I know. Or no, actually, it might be that I do know. In the kitchen, your footprints, they go hard and I have to chip them away. You leave concrete behind you everywhere.
Katrina, I love you. Okay, I made one mistake. I don't feel anything for this woman, and I'm trying to do the right thing tonight because she is on her own and the baby is my fault. And I know how it feels to be coming out into the world like this. There is someone being brought into the world and it's my fault. So I have to fix it somehow.
Oh my God.
I would really like it if you would say that you will wait and I can come back and we can talk. We can talk about it and that we can fix something up. I really want to know that tomorrow I can drive home and talk to the boys and be at home as normal. And we can go out or something and have a drink and talk about it. I want to know that I am not driving in one direction. I want to know that I will be driving back when the sun comes up.
Ivan, let me ask you a question. Do you still want me to give you the phone number so you can close the road?
Yes.
Right, well, goodbye, Ivan.
Ivan stares out on the road ahead, his brow permanently creased. He shakes his head and licks his bottom lip. The white lines on the road speed past on the motorway. Lorries and cars are a blur of white headlights. Traffic moves up and down a motorway divided by towering street lamps.
Yes.
I think I've just done something on my own initiative.
You did.
I found the mobile number for the council guy who signs off the closures.
Cassidy?
Yeah, Cassidy. That's him.
You found his number?
Yeah, I have his mobile number. I knew you'd need it. You took it over Christmas in case, and I found it.
Donald, you did that.
Yeah, and that's on 2 cans of fucking cider. Do you want it?
Okay, right. Well, you know, give me the number.
Okay. 07700.
957.
Let me write it down. What's in my head? Thank you.
Hello?
Ah, Mr. Cassidy? It's Ivan Locke from the Park Project.
Who?
I'm running the site at Claremont. We've some road closures agreed.
How did you get this number?
You gave it to me. You gave it to me in case anything came up over Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's not Christmas.
Yes, but I need a sign-off.
I'm in an Indian restaurant.
Yes, but I need a sign-off. Seriously, I need
it. I told you I'm in an Indian restaurant.
Okay, if I give you the number of the duty officer at the Belmont Police Station...
Oh, this will have to wait.
No,
sorry.
Please. Oh, shit. No, please.
No.
Please.
This will
please,
have
no. Please,
wait.
Without this... It can't wait. Concrete is coming tomorrow morning. Nothing can stop. Yes, I know, and I'm really sorry. Please. I just need you, please, to call the duty officer.
You're Ivan Locke?
Yes.
I remember you. You ran a tight ship.
Yes.
The only construction director who gave us paperwork ahead of time.
Yes. But tonight, I'm sorry, you know, things have just... They've happened beyond my control.
Okay. Give me the bloody number.
Okay, 07957452.
Traffic flows quickly in both directions. Ivan claps his hands and rubs them together.
You know, I could have easily let the concrete go to hell, but I didn't. You know, Dad, when you came creeping back saying you were sorry, it was even worse than staying away. Yes, I'm serious. I could have broken your fucking back for that, but I didn't. And the fact that I could have done it was worse than anything. No? Because you were so fucking weak. That was the first thing I noticed. So weak. All the things I fucking despise inside one fucking stupid green shirt. You look pathetic. My fucking dad, and what were they? They were trainers. They're some sort of fucking trainers that teenagers wear. Your hair was all over the place. You don't drink anymore. You don't fucking smoke dope. And what we're all supposed to celebrate, is that it? Celebrate what exactly? I was 23 years old, and this old cunt comes from the fucking blue sky, and he says, guess what, everybody? What?
Ivan!
What?
Ivan, it's all going to hell.
What?
The rebars and the shuttering in pit 6, they wouldn't hold a fucking kitten's fart. It's those mavericks up from up north we put in there at the last minute.
Well, what tension did they hold?
They hold nothing. They hold nothing at all. It came away with a push.
Was there anybody there?
No, shutters all went home ages ago. They're not in till 6.
Right, call the Albanians.
No, I've tried the Albanians. Not answering. Nobody's answering. There's some fucking football game on.
Could you call in your sons?
No, they're in Germany. They're digging out missiles.
Okay, Donald. Here's what you do. You drive down to the ring road near the fire station, okay? And you'll see a road gang laying lines. You ask for a guy called Stefan. He's Polish. Tell him there's £500 for him and two of his best diggers if they can get down and fix up some rebars.
A rogue gang?
Yes, I know, but I know them. They're just slumming it for the cash. Stefan is the best concrete farmer I know. Now, you mentioned my name. He owes me.
So I'll have to drive down there. Can I just ring them?
Donald, how many ciders have you had? Donald, I don't have Stefan's number. You'll need to drive down there. They'll be knocking off and going home in like half an hour.
Okay, I'm going to be straight with you. I'm not drunk, okay, but I've had too much to get behind the wheel. If I get stopped again, I go inside. I can't do that.
Okay, then you run.
Run.
Yeah, Stefan and his men will knock off in half an hour due to council regulations because they can't burn bitumen lights after 10. So if you run, you'll get there before they get in their van.
What do you mean run? I don't fucking run.
You will fucking run, Donald.
I haven't run. I'm not.
You will
I'm
fucking run now. Go or my building won't get built.
Are you mad?
Yes.
Run. I'm not.
Yes, I'm mad. Tonight I've gone mad and I will have to get used to being mad.
You
and
have
Donald,
a call waiting.
I can hear in your voice when you're drunk. No, but when you're drunk, you can run faster, can't you? For a while, at least. You can run like a fucking kid. You can run like the fucking wind.
So I'm going to get out of my boots. I'm going to put on my trainers,
yes.
Run-fast trainers.
Yes, then you
right.
Run.
Right. So you want me to run? Run for those fucking bastards in Chicago and I don't give a shit if I live or if I die.
No, I you do it for the piece of sky we are stealing with our building. You do it for the air that will be displaced, and most of all, you do it for the fucking concrete, because it is delicate as blood.
You really have gone fucking mad, right?
Well, that would be a fair assessment, yes.
All right. Woo! Woo! Right, Ivan, here I go!
Oh, you're a woo! Good man, Don. You're a good man. Woo! Go on, now run. Run! It will work out. I will make sure of it. You'll see. You see, you take things in your own hands and you push against it and you push against it until it's upright and you stick to the plan.
At a red light, Ivan scrolls down to Bethan's name and his contacts. The lights turn green.
Hi, this is Bethan. I can't get the phone right now. Please leave a message.
Bethan, it's me. I know they're operating on you right now, but I just wanted to say good luck. Good luck, Bethan. This baby is a good thing, and you deserve to be happy.
He addresses the back seat through the rearview mirror.
You see? Life. Yes. Life sentence. So what? I will do what needs to be done, even if they hate me or love me. You have to be solid, so that it makes no difference what they think. You know, if I were to bury you tonight, again, before I threw dirt on your face, I would say, look. Look and fucking learn. I drove in this direction, and there will be a new person when I get there. Yes, because of that night constructed out of two bottles of wine and somebody feeling lonely. How could you ever be that for a construction?
The back seat remains empty.
Hey, Dad.
John.
We won.
Ah, what was the score?
3-1.
Good. Good.
Caldwell, Robinson, and Caldwell again.
Good. Is everything okay?
Yeah. No. Mom looks like she's seen a ghost. She broke some plates.
Yes, well, something's happened. I'll explain when I'm not driving.
Ivan's eyes fill with tears. One runs down his face. He wipes it away.
She's upstairs.
Yes, I'll explain when I'm not driving and when I'm with you and Eddie together, you know? I've only just explained it to myself.
She said you're not coming home ever.
Well, she's distressed.
Are you coming home?
Where else would I go?
So I'll tell Eddie that you are coming home. He's been crying.
Look, when I get to the other end, I'll call. Sean, you tell Eddie that it's okay, that I'll make it okay. Okay?
Doesn't feel like it's okay. Felt different after halftime.
I'll fix it, and it'll all go back to normal. Now you should go to bed.
Yeah. Third goal was amazing.
Caldwell?
Took around a keeper.
Good God, Caldwell's a donkey.
Normally he's a donkey, but tonight he was brilliant.
That's a miracle. What a miracle. Right, that's it. Go on, good night.
Night, Dad. See you tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, hopefully. We'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Donald calling. Ivan wipes his eye.
No, I think I could fucking run down my taxi here.
Did you find Stefan?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay. Right, I can see the flames. They're burning the... Oh, my God, they're burning the road.
You have a call waiting.
The bitumen is getting in my
His throat. Name is Stefan. His name is Stefan. Donald. Give him 500 each.
Man. Oh, man, I'm fucked.
You sound sober. Now, listen, you tell Stefan to bring two men and a jack, 500 apiece.
Yeah. I'll call you when I've got the poles in my grasp, okay? What? Jeez, my heart is coming out of my
Stefan is a good man. He will fix the pit and check the others. All 12 pumps will work. The stop-go will run. The north, south, east, and west gates will all take their quarter of concrete. The baby will be born, and Katrina will be okay. In the morning, she will be okay. That is how it can be. That is my prayer. And when the baby is born, when he's 7, or when she's 7, it'll say it's okay, and that the name will be Locke. Oh, Locke is okay. We do okay because I straightened the name out. The Locks were a long line of shit, but I straightened the name out. You know what? You old bastard, you know what? I know now. I know now why you ran away. Yeah?
Okay. I'm in a van with three poles who smell like fucking burning rooftops, and they said 600, right? So I guess you're gonna say yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, good, okay. This guy Stephanie doesn't say much, does he?
Well, but no, but he's a good man.
Well, you want a word with him?
No. Stefan knows what to do. You'll be okay now, Donald.
Yeah,
you fix up the rebars and start preparing the gates.
Okay.
It'll be a long night.
Jesus, I'm stone cold sober now.
I know. It all worked out.
Huh? Wait. Stefan just said, say hello. He said, say hello to Ivan Locke. What? All right. He says to say you're the best man in England.
Ivan?
Yes?
I've decided.
Kat, you know what? We can work this out. I know we can.
No, I've spoken to my sister and my half-sister. And the difference between once and never is everything. So, that's it. And it never is once, anyway.
Katrina.
But I don't want you to come back, Ivan. This is not your home anymore, and I want you to stay away.
Katrina, please, listen.
Look, we will make arrangements for seeing the boys. But look, I don't want you coming here. You're always more in love with your buildings anyway. Oh, you know, why don't you go and live in one of them? You're right at the top, where you like to look out and feel so pleased with yourself. Here, I'm going to wash everything here. Wash it all out 10 times to get the dust of you out of it. I won't have to deal with your footprints turning to stone on the kitchen floor anymore. It's finished. This isn't your home.
Ivan leans back on his headrest and his nostrils flare. A line of white and orange traffic cones block off two lanes of the motorway as men in yellow high-vis jackets and orange trousers work on the tarmac. Orange lights flash on their red and yellow striped highway maintenance lorries. Ivan passes a sign for Central London, Brent Cross and Harrow. Headlights intermittently flash across Ivan's face. His eyes are wet with tears. Outside the car, Ivan's reflection is unmoving in the wing mirror. Yellow ovals of light pull into focus to reveal street lamps which follow the curve of the road. On the dashboard display screen, Bastard calling. Ivan drops the call and stares blankly at the road ahead. Bastard calling.
I've put a construction director onto this. He's tried to reach Donal 100 times, but Donal isn't picking up. Are you there, Ivan?
Yes.
Look, can you reach Donal and tell him he's got to pick up his phone immediately? Ivan?
You tell your construction director there's no need to speak to Donal. Everything's already taken care of.
Ivan, for fuck's sake, I can't do this.
Everything is taken care of. And everything is ready for 5:25. There will be no mistakes.
You have a call waiting.
I have made sure of everything, and I've made sure everything is in place. You can go to sleep now, Gareth. Good night.
You know, I actually threw up earlier.
Yeah?
Fucking yeah.
Well, hear this, Gareth. When I left the site just over 2 hours ago, I had a job, a wife, a home. Now I have none of those things. I have none of those things left. I just have myself and the car that I'm in. And I'm just driving. That's it.
Ivan. You fucked up your life. That's your business. But Chicago is going insane.
Two words I learned tonight. Fuck Chicago.
Traffic lights switch from red to green as Ivan follows the traffic through the outskirts of London, passing a petrol station as he goes.
This is Ivan Locke. Please leave a message.
Hey, Dad. It's Eddie. I'm on my mobile. I'm under the duvet. I just wanted to tell you about the goal. Caldwell got it and he controlled it, you know? You know how you shout at him because it always flies off into the crowd. Yeah, he controlled it and he got it down on the ground and you know how he says he just lumps it forwards all the time. Well, he got it down on the ground. This is Caldwell, Dad, and he just started running and running and running. And these defenders were just bouncing off him. And he went down one, and then the other, and me and Sean were standing up and shouting at him to pass the ball, pass the ball. You know, you say you've got to square it. He wouldn't square it, he wouldn't pass, he just kept running. He looked like a horse or something. And then the goalie's coming forward, and we think he's going to boot it over the bar. Remember, against... Anyway, whoever it was, we thought he was going to boot it over the bar again, but he didn't. This is Caldwell, Dad. The one you say is always a donkey. He went round the goalie and put it in.
Mum was crying, so she didn't even see it. But we recorded it for you, so you have to come home and watch it, okay? You have to come home and I have an idea. Okay, so we will pretend we don't know the score and pretend it's happening then. Pretend it's live and me and Sean will go mad all the same. And you can have your beer and Mum can make the sausages, so that's what we'll do. Good night, Dad.
Ivan brushes the tears from his face with the back of his hand. Bethan calling. On the roadside, a red sign with white writing says, "Reduce speed now." Ivan passes three yellow signs which read max speed 15 and follows black and white chevrons around to the right. Ivan slows the car to a standstill and stares at the dashboard display screen.
Ivan?
Is everything okay?
Listen. Ivan, will you come?
Yes.
Ivan indicates right and drives on down a side street which runs parallel to the motorway. Traffic-topped roads run into the city past illuminated high-rise buildings and beyond. Lights dot the dark and distant horizon. Written and directed by Stephen Knight. Produced by Paul Webster and Guy Healy. Executive producers Stuart Ford, Stephen Squillante and David Jordan. Executive producer, Joe Wright. Director of photography, Harris Sambar-Lucas, BSc. Editor, Justine Wright. Music by Dickon Hinchliffe. Costume designer, Nigel Egerton. Co-producer, Andrew Warren. Music supervisor, Nick Angel. Casting director, Shaheen Baig. Ivan Locke, Tom Hardy. Bethan, Olivia Coleman. Katrina, Ruth Wilson. Donald, Andrew Scott. Gareth, Ben Daniels. Eddie, Tom Holland, Sean, Bill Milner. Cassidy, Danny Webb, Sister Margaret, Alice Lowe. Dr. Gulu, Silas Carson, PC Davids, Lee Ross, Gareth's wife, Kirsty Dillon. First Assistant Director, Martin Harrison. Production Sound Mixer, John Casali. Post-Production Supervisor, Gisela Evert. For Shoebox Films, Development Producer Ed Clark, Creative Executive Kirsty Robinson, Assistant to the Executive Producer Phoebe Pettinari. Produced by Hudson Productions Limited, Charles Orty, Sarah Michiki, Stephen Fuss, and Leslie Wise. Music recorded at Eastcote Studios, London. Music recorded and mixed by Philip Bagnall, assisted by George Murphy. Drums by Ralph Salmons, produced by Dickon Hinchliffe, music editor Simon Changer. Soundtrack available on Fiction Records. Universal Music, Fiction. With special thanks to Amitabh Jhunjhunwala, Reliance Entertainment, John McElroy, Kelly Gralo, Adrian Elliott, Shai Jackson, Sam Stagnall, Miles Basterna, Help for Heroes, Prince's Trust, the Metropolitan Police Film Unit, RNLI, Propaganda Product Placement, NMG Product Placement, Nokia, Tag Heuer Watches, Carlo Manzi Rentals. Filmed on location in London, England. I Am Global, a Shoebox Films production. Ingenious, equipment provided by Panavision, C03, Dolby Digital in selected theatres, Datasat Digital Sound, number 48425, Motion Picture Association of America. The story, all names, characters and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings and products is intended, or should be inferred. Copyright 2013, Lock Distributions, LLC, all rights reserved. Concrete Pictures Limited is the author and creator of this motion picture for all purposes of US copyright law and the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Audio description by Motion Picture Solutions, written by Sonia Castello Branco, voiced by Jay Johnstone.